Are you ready to dream about traveling again? Well, don't just dream. Find out about the KSRO Culinary Cruise with Chef John Ash, setting sail May 7th, 2022 on Oceania's Riviera. While cruising with KSRO, you'll get to take a hands-on cooking class with Chef John Ash, a welcome aboard cocktail party, prepaid gratuities, economy airfare included, and your choice of either $600 shipboard credit, 6 free shore excursions, or beverage package. Find out all about the cruise at one of 2 Zoom mixers, April 7th at 5:30 or April 8th at 12:30. Go to KSRO.com for all the info. And tune in to Travel Tuesdays, April 6th at 12 noon for the latest in travel and info on the KSRO Culinary Cruise, May 2022 with Chef John Ash on Oceania.
It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
Good afternoon. I'm Michelle Marquis, and thanks so much for joining us for Travel Tuesdays. It's super duper exciting to have Elise Corey back on the line with me. Hey, Elise, how are you?
Oh, I'm so excited to be here, and I'm glad we're talking travel again. It's been long and waiting, and everybody's can't wait to get out of here again. So
exactly. We're so excited to be able to travel again and plan for travel in 2022. We're super duper excited about our rescheduled culinary cruise with Chef John Ash. And you have a special guest from Oceania Cruises who should be on the line with us now. Is Michael there?
Hi, Michelle. Yes, I am. Thank you for having me.
Yay. So exciting. oh, my goodness. So, Elise, why don't you go ahead and introduce our guest?
Well, I'm going to introduce you to Michael Van Wittenhow. He's our Oceania Cruise Lines rep, and he's going to tell you a little bit about our ports of calls for our May 7th to 17, 2022 cruise on Oceania Riviera, which starts in Venice and ends in Rome. Stay on the line because we have some extra information that will be coming further down the line. So, Michael, would you like to tell us a little bit about our itinerary and about our ports of call?
Sure, Lisa. Thank you. First of all, again, I want to say I'm super excited to be, like you are, talking about travel. If your fellow listeners are like me, I'm certainly ready to start traveling again. Hey, but before I tell everyone about Oceania and about this very special cruise, you know, I want to first share with all the listeners that, you know, although the international travel, you know, it's been paused for over a year now, which is hard to believe, but despite that, 22 is selling really strong with everything. So I really encourage everybody listening, hey, plan your travel for 22 now, you know, whatever it may be, but especially for this cruise, as I have to be honest, this is one of probably the best offer we have out in market right now. So it's a great experience and great offer. But anyway, with that said, this trip is I think is great for everybody looking to get away for a couple of different reasons. But first, let me tell you about the ship. It's the Riviera. It's actually my personal favorite ship. I'm probably not supposed to say that, but she's a great size. You know, she only carries 600 couples. And what that means for all of you is, you know, more space and more choices. And I think that we're all a little bit more aware these days of our spatial needs and so forth. So there's lots of space on board this beautiful ship. And there's a lot of categories to choose from. And it's one of the beautiful things about the Riviera is she has everything from inside staterooms all the way to super suites that are as wide as the ship. But there actually, we have the largest staterooms at sea on this particular vessel. So again, lots of space. And an area of choices. The Riviera has 6 complimentary restaurants on board for the KSRO listeners to choose from. And they're really spectacular. I mean, we have everything from the grand dining room, which is, you know, I compare it to like the fine restaurants you experience in the 5-star hotels in Europe. And we have like down to the Terrace Cafe, and that's, you can dine al fresco under the stars. And there it's our most casual dining option. And when I say casual, on board Oceania, we don't have dress code. So there's never a dress code for formal nights and that sort of thing. But this is our more casual type of dining option. I mean, you can even wear shorts in this area. And we have dining outside and inside. And our ships, we're doing a lot of enhancements to them. So if you've sailed with Oceana before, like one of the things you'll see new is like a noodle bar. And we have everything from, again, noodle bar, sushi, to grilled chops and lobster in this venue. We have Toscana. As you can tell, I haven't had lunch yet. I'm real excited about
it. you're making us hungry too, Michael.
We're all getting hungry here.
Oh, my God. But I'll give you a couple of my favorites just for a little insider knowledge here. Toscana's our Italian restaurant in Riviera. Great fresh-made pastas, and I love cheese, and it's probably the best cheese trolley I've ever seen out there. We have Polo Grill, which is our version of a steakhouse. Best bone-in ribeye I've had in my entire life. Red Ginger is a sort of Asian infusion. My personal favorite here is the duck and watermelon salad. There's a great miso cod, but there's lots of choices in all these different restaurants. And then last but not least is Jacques. So Jacques Pepin is our executive culinary director on Oceana Cruises. And Jacques is his own restaurant on the Riviera. It's so personalized. Again, there's a little bit of trivia. Like the artwork that you'll see in the restaurant is from his private collection. Here, my favorite dish I've had here is the filet mignon topped with seared foie gras and truffle sauce. Absolutely to die for. Now, I've talked a lot about meat because I'm a meat eater, but we have a lot of plant-based options and so forth. So we can really meet the dietary needs of everybody. But and lastly, kind of like, you know, with great food, you got to have great wines. And we have over different 20 sommeliers on board. And we like to source the wines in the regions that we're traveling to. So it's really kind of fun. So that's a little bit about the dining experience. But I do want to throw in there, too, is Chef Ash. And I know that Elise will talk about this. But Chef Ash is going to do a hands-on culinary demonstration in our culinary center, which is pretty unique. You know, those of you who have been on ships before, you'll be able to watch cooking demonstrations. But on this trip, the listeners will be able to actually roll up their sleeves and get cooking with Chef Ash. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So let me tell you a little bit about this itinerary, because, again, I am really excited about this. I'm actually thinking of doing this one myself. But what's great about it, again, because we've been cooped up for about a year now, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
And we really kind of want to maximize what we see when we get out there. So this is, as Lisa had mentioned, it's Venice to Rome. It's 10 days, leaving on May 7th. And I got to tell you, in 10 days, you are seeing a lot. In fact, you'll see three different countries. There's 10 ports of calls. We even have 6 departures at 7 o'clock or later, so you can go back ashore, have a coffee, watch the locals go by. And we're in port every day except for one where we have a tender. And I throw that in there because when we dock, and because of the size of the Riviera, it's easy to get on and off the ship. You know, there's no tender lines and tender cards and that sort of thing. Just go on and off as you wish. And there's one sea date, as I say, to kind of recharge yourself between the ports. But if I may, Michelle, can I give a couple examples of some of our tours on the itinerary?
I would absolutely love to hear about this.
Sure.
So the itinerary, we go to so many different areas, but one of the hot destinations that we've been hearing from guests is Croatia. And if you haven't been to Croatia before, I actually used to be a cruise director on ships, so I've been there many times. It's one of my favorite places I've ever been. And there's 2 stops in Croatia on this trip, in Split and Dubrovnik. And in Dubrovnik, I want to give you sort of a personal example of something I've enjoyed there. We offer a wellness tour in Dubrovnik. And Dubrovnik is a medieval walled city. It's all walking. There's no cars. And it's just spectacular. If you've never been there, take a Google look at some of the pictures. It's just breathtaking. But off of Dubrovnik, there's this little island that a lot of people don't know about. It's really pretty much locals go there, and it's called Lochlum. And it's a very short little ferry ride from the little harbor in Dubrovnik. And we're doing a wellness tour there. And I love yoga. And this particular tour will take the listeners onto the island and do yoga in this old 11th century monastery underneath the shade of olive trees. Some of them are 300 years old. I mean, it's just spectacular setting. And then there's one. Now, this whole island now is a national preserve. I mean, nobody lives there. There's just some ruins on there. There's a great little restaurant, and that's where we'll have lunch before heading back to Dubrovnik to kind of just explore Dubrovnik. The other thing I wanted to call out, because there's so many great things to see in this itinerary, but we go to Salerno. And Salerno is a port that you don't see a lot of ships go to, and it's absolutely breathtaking. And from here, there's a lot of things you can see. But what I would recommend, if you haven't done it before, is Pompeii. I mean, Pompeii is one of those things you just have to see in your lifetime. And again, most people know Pompeii from our history classes, but to actually be there, see these ruins, wander the ruins, see how the people lived. I mean, there's even frescoes still on some of the walls because it was buried under ash for hundreds of years. So that's what I would recommend in Italy. So, but again, I could talk for an hour. I know you don't want me to, but we are going to have a Zoom and go a little bit more in depth of the itinerary, which Elise will tell you about as well. But that's just a little highlight of what to expect in Oceania. Again, a great vibe, no dress codes. I like to call it unpretentious luxury, mostly inclusive. Almost everything's included except alcohol. And with this listener cruise, there's so many more perks that go along with it that other guests don't have access to. But you have this as being part of this particular group program. You know, that can be cocktail party. We have a cooking class. We even have a special offer that we're launching right now for the first part of it. Because, again, we do expect this to sell up pretty quickly just because of demand for 22 and the great offer this is. But we're offering like a wine bundle. And for anybody who books the next couple weeks, in addition to all of these other amenities that are on the website, we have a wine bundle. And because we don't include alcohol, we thought this would be a great gift for the listeners. And basically, so when you arrive on board the ship in your stateroom, there'll be three bottles of wine or champagne. You choose the varietals. Maybe you want all rosé or maybe you want all champagne. And then you can enjoy those bottles of wine at any of those complimentary restaurants with no corkage fee. Or my favorite, on the veranda for sunset.
Anyway,
that's a little bit about that. And I'll shut up now. I'll turn it over to Elise.
Can we be there now? Can we go, like, right now? Can we zap right to the ship right now? I tell you, there's so much pent-up demand right now for everyone. And, you know, one of the things is we've been waiting for so long to go. And I've had people call me, I'm vaccinated. Where can I go?
How's right.
I mean, it's just.
Yeah.
And we are, you know, there is still a lot of care that's being taken. So you can rest assured that Oceania is going to do the best that they can to assure your safety and well-being. And this is May of 22.
Yeah.
So we're 11 months away. By then, things should be settled. But everyone who was supposed to travel in 2020 rebooked for 21. And here we are in 21, and a lot of those are still not going to operate until probably August or September. And so those people have rebooked for 22. So you have 2 years' worth of people looking to travel.
Sure, yeah.
And that's why you're going to have an issue. Plus, the prices are going to go up because they know they can operate.
Right. So. Well, why don't we take a quick break, and we're going to see if we can maybe get a special guest here on the line with us to chat a little bit more about this fantastic cruise. It's going to be Venice to Rome, an Ionian immersion with Chef John Ash, 10 nights, starting May 7th of 2022. Beautiful cruise along the Riviera with Oceania Cruises. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. You are listening to KSRO.
Are you ready to dream about traveling again? Well, don't just dream. Find out about the KSRO Culinary Cruise with Chef John Ash, setting sail May 7th, 2022 on Oceania's Riviera. While cruising with KSRO, you'll get to take a hands-on cooking class with Chef John Ash, a welcome aboard cocktail party, prepaid gratuities, economy airfare included, and your choice of either $600 shipboard credit, 6 free shore excursions, or beverage package. Find out all about the cruise at one of 2 Zoom mixers, April 7th at 5:30 or April 8th at 12:30. Go to KSRO.com for all the info. And tune in to Travel Tuesdays, April 6th at 12 noon for the latest in travel and info on the KSRO Culinary Cruise, May 2022 with Chef John Ash on Oceania.
It's raining. Your windows are leaking. Do you need to wait for a dry day to install new ones? Hi, I'm John Gorman with Save Energy Company. Rainy days don't necessarily mean your windows can't be installed. In most cases, our retrofit windows are installed from the inside of your home. For added protection, we cover the outside with a plastic barrier to keep the rain out. And of course, we'll clean up after ourselves so it'll seem as if we were never there. For more, visit SaveEnergyCo.com.
You only need three things to become a carpool hero: your vehicle, your driver's license, and a big heart. If you have a little time in your week to help an older adult in our community get to their medical appointment or to the grocery store, then sign up at vivalon.org/carepool.
Mosquitoes and ticks cannot transmit coronavirus, but can spread a variety of vector-borne diseases. Repellents containing DEET or picaridin will prevent bites. More info at msmosquito.com.
It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
And welcome back to Travel Tuesdays. I am Michelle Marquis, and on the line with us, of course, is Elise Corey of TravelWise. You can find her online at TravelWise.net, TravelWise.net. And Elise, I'm very excited because we do have with us on the line Chef John Ash, who is going to be joining us, of course, leading us on this Ionian immersion cruise, Venice to Rome, starting May 7th of 2022. And so exciting. Chef John Ash, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Of course, it's my pleasure.
And Elise, why don't you and John, I accidentally hung up on Michael, I'm going to get him back on the line, but why don't you and Chef John Ash talk a bit about what it's like to be on a cruise with KSRO listeners and to do a live cooking demonstration?
Well, to me, the nice part about it is it's a very relaxed atmosphere, and we had a blast on the last one. We, Chef Ash did some cooking on the sister ship to the Riviera, which is the marina, and we had so much fun. Plus, we actually got some nice wine to go along with it, so we had the wine and the cooking. And I have to say that Chef Ash makes it look so easy, because I try to do what he was doing.
Well, it is, Elise. It is easy.
My technique needs a little bit of work, so maybe this time I can get a little bit of technique assistance on the next cruise. But, you know, it's really nice because it's personalized. It's just us and John, and we have some assistance from other people in the Culinary Center, but it's our group, which is, there's no price you could put on the value of having education by someone as wonderful as Chef Ash. And
you're
we
so
do
sweet.
Always do something
Thank
special.
You.
We haven't talked about that, and we haven't picked our menus yet, but we are open to suggestions.
Yeah, I think the important thing, because it really is a class, so it's hands-on, so the people who participate are actually making what they're going to have for lunch that day, which is, and the best way to learn, I mean, you can watch people do things. I mean, goodness knows there are all kinds of, you can go to, you know, online and watch all kinds of people fix things, but the real key to learning is to do it yourself. And then it's like, oh, okay, now I see what's happening here. And it's a lot of fun to do. And they have such a good crew on board to help us get through it all that it's pretty effortless, like no cleanup, you know, which is fantastic.
Exactly. That's a really nice thing is that without the cleanup. We have Michael von Wittenau, Director of Sales for California for Oceana Cruises, is back online with us. And I'm so excited that our listeners are really going to get this opportunity to be with Chef John Ash and to really explore their region in terms of the culinary offerings that it has. What makes it so exciting to you to travel in this particular region, Chef John Ash?
Well, it's sort of the center of the world in terms of food and wine and all of that. You know, there's some thought that the whole business of where wine started was in that area. So there's that aspect of it. But the food is also so delicious. And I think especially when you think about Italy and the other countries surrounding that part of the world, mm-hmm. The food tends to be simple, straightforward, and absolutely delicious. So it's not complicated. It's all about finding the best ingredients right. And then executing them in a very straightforward way.
All right. So how do our listeners find out more about this cruise and learn how to sign up?
Well, what you need to do is you can send an email to TravelWise at KSRO at TravelWise.net, and Wise has a Z, so that's KSRO at TravelWise.net, or you can give me a call at 707-935-WISE. That's 707-935-9493. And we didn't talk about pricing yet either, but pricing is starting, including airfare, $4,099 per person with air. That's economy class air. You also get the option of, or they, we call it O-Life, you get a choice of either a $600 shipboard credit, six shore excursions, or a house beverage package.
Wow.
And of course, a welcome cocktail party.
Mm-hmm.
But we also do something unexpected, which is always the nice part about this, in one of the cities. And that's going to be the good part, because I know all of us really need to get away. We've had pent-up demand for over a year. And it's really the time to get going now, because pricing will go up and the cruise will sell out. Everybody, as soon as they get vaccinated, I'm ready to go. And people are looking ahead. And they're, you know, so this is the time to get on board. Let's finally go get out of here, all of us, and have some fun together.
Yes, yes. And these are pretty generous options, right, Michael? The O-Life choice of the different shipboard credit or excursions or house beverage package?
You know, they are, because in addition to all the other inclusions, the listeners can choose, you know, one of three options. And one thing I want to call out, too, so it was either the shipboard credit or tours, three tours per guest. The other thing is, too, they can choose a beverage package. So as I mentioned, all non-alcoholic beverages included on the cruise, but they can choose the beverage package, which is beer and wine at lunch and dinner. And a little secret insider to that is, once you get on board, if you choose that option, you can upgrade that for only $20 a day per person to the full unlimited beverage package. So it's like top shelf, regular Spaca, that sort of thing. So if you're like me and I have a couple cocktails on vacation, that's a good thing to look at.
Yeah, love it.
And the best part about this also, for everyone who books and deposits by April 16th, which is a week from Friday,
mm-hmm.
we're going to offer the wine varietal package to our listeners, which it gives you the three bottles of wine that Michael talked about.
Oh, okay.
And that's only for those that book and deposit by April 16th.
All right. Well, I'm sure we're going to have some of our faithful KSRO listeners who have been on cruises with us in the past. That's always got to be fun, Elise and John, to see people coming back year after year.
It's like old friends and extended family.
Yeah.
And, you know, tomorrow we have a mixer also. So for those of you who want to learn more and ask some questions, we're going to have a mixer tomorrow at 5:30, Wednesday at 5:30 p.m., and then we'll also follow up on Thursday at 12:30.
And these are virtual?
Virtual mixers,
mm-hmm.
yeah. We wish they were in person. Maybe
I know.
Next time
we'll
will
get
be.
There.
Maybe by the summertime we have another mixer. It won't be virtual. But in the meantime,
I know, we're so close.
By then, yeah, by then, you know, some of the space may be gone. So we really, I'm not the kind of pushy person. I'm just showing from what I'm seeing right now
mm-hmm.
that things are going. I know the top three level suites on this sailing and the lowest categories are already sold out.
Really?
We
okay.
We do have some hidden space for the lower category.
Okay.
Not much, but
okay.
we do.
And then to get the invite for those mixers either tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. or on Thursday at 12:30 p.m., is that, do they send you an email? Is that the best way to do that, Elise?
Send me an email. I can give them the link, or they can also go to ksro.com and look under events.
Okay.
Or they can come to travelwise.net, and it's also on there under KSRO.
Okay, perfect. Yes. Again, the website is travelwise.net, and wise is spelled with a Z. So travel, W-I-Z-E, travelwise.net, and the link for the KSRO cruise will be there on that page. You can also go to ksro.com, and really don't miss out on an opportunity like this. We have been cooped up for so long and dying to go for a wonderful tour like this. Think about it. This is a year out. You've still got plenty of time to get your vaccination. For the world to calm down a little bit. And then we're all going to be so excited to go and visit our friends in Europe and have a wonderful time traveling, meeting new people, trying new foods, learning new skills from Chef John Ash, relaxing, enjoying the sun. This is going to be springtime, early summer for us in Italy and Greece, and that could not be a better time to travel.
We can also do a payment plan for those of you who need to. We can put the deposit down, and then we can arrange a payment plan. And, you know, Venice, Croatia, Athens, Mykonos, Santorini, Sicily, Salerno, Rome. I mean, that's all at one. It's all on our itinerary. You're amazing.
You don't even have to twist my arm. I'm ready to go. Well, thank you so much to Michael von Wittenau, Director of Sales in California for Oceana Cruises, Chef John Ash, who will be leading us on our cruise, and, of course, Elise Corey from TravelWise. We will talk with you guys again soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Great, you're welcome.
All right. See ya. This is TravelWise.